is one thing I just forgot to do. But if you remember, the Gemara was struggling to find the nafkamina about what's the nafkamina of whether you do yesh nashchidim tchilah v'atzof or in olam v'sof. We did all the cases which the Gemara ended up knocking out for one reason or another. So I never came back to what's the Gemara concluded. The Gemara does find the nafkamina. So I just thought it's not much of a svara there, but I just thought I might as well at least see what's the, you know. Yeah, so it's very similar to one of the cases we already did. But he basically said, where you shacht, the same case of chutz and pnim. Remember the case that had a chutz and pnim? You do one simon out, one simon in. And it ended up saying, no, that's not good, because the one simon that you do outside, you're going to violate shkut the chutz. So basically says, because one simon is good by chatzov, so since for some reason, since that's good for chatzov, therefore it's considered shkut the chutz. Fine. But basically, the more adjusts the case. It says, if you shacht, like a half a simon outside, and the rest of the simon inside, and then you go inside. So if you say in the shechita of itself, then the simon, the shechita is really at the end, right? And then you're gonna, it's not mishu dechotz because you did it inside. But if you say the whole process is the shechita, so then the first simon, the first half of a simon is also part of the shechita. It's a quantitative process, so then they're gonna be violent with dechotz. And you can't say for one simon, the half a simon is not going to chatzov, so half a simon isn't kosher anywhere. So that first half will be violation of shechita chutz. If you say the whole thing is violation of shechita, if not, not. Okay, so basically, telling you know, concludes the matter. The thing as we said earlier is because let's say according to Tosos that one simon is considered a shechita chutz also because that's an avoda by chatas. Yeah, by chatas because the chatas of is one simon. So therefore, one simon is significant to be defined as an avodah, and therefore it will be a violation of shechut echutz. But not a half a simon. A half a simon is never significant. Oh, yeah, that's the difference. You're switching from, instead of it's two and it's one simon, it's talking about it's a half a simon. Yeah, right. So chatas is only one, so it can be only a half a simon. So a half a simon is never anything. But if you say shechut echutz, then the whole process is defined as shechita from the beginning to the end, so even the first little half, any amount is going to be a violation of shechut echutz. So, you know, I don't think there's much to say. I mean, it fits in with all the svaras, but it's just kind of what the Gemara ends up going with.
What if there was no nafkamina?
It's a good question. There's no nafkamina. General Gemaras don't ask questions, so there's no nafkamina.
That's the general goal.
I think so. I think just some to clear the theoretical questions have no practical implication or whatever. It's not right. It's like, I think I've heard Rebbe say, it's like, it's halacha. Halacha is like hiloch. And if there's no nafkamina, then it's not. It's just like, it's not like, you know, asking theoretical questions.
That's why they were certain that there must have been nafkamina.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah, that's a premise in Gemara. Yeah, a premise in Gemara is just to clear theoretical questions that have no difference whatsoever. So just, if you want to look at it that way, look at it that way. That's not halacha. It's not the halacha system. You know, there's no difference. If there's no difference, it's not a question. It's interesting, but that's the case. Yeah. Okay, so now our Gemara is like this. So, we're talking about Paraduma, if you remember. So basically what happened is that the Gemara says is that if you're doing the Shechita Paraduma, and there's a psul in the shechita, so then it turns out it never really was a shechita, right? So therefore you say there's no tumas begadim. Okay, so the person who's doing shechita is in mitzvah clothing, don't become dame, because that wasn't a shechita, right? So I don't care when this psul came about, if it ends up being a shechita psula by paraduma, so then it turns out that it's not going to be defined as paraduma. But the Gemara says, the Braisa says, if there's a psul in the hazaah, which is the sprinkling, which takes place after the shechita, so then if you're involved with it after it becomes possible, so then you're not clothing on become tamei because it's not paraduma anymore. But if you're involved with it before it becomes possible, so then look, it's already a paraduma because you did shechita. It's already defined as paraduma. And it's just that. So then you're Tomei, you become Tomei. The fact that it becomes Pasal afterwards isn't going to retroactively say it never was Paraduma. It's just going to be a Psal later. Right? If there's no shechita, then it's not parah aduma. Retroactively, there's nothing. But if there was a shechita, and then just the psul emerged later, so then it was parah aduma. Fine. The point is, the Gemara asks, is that, okay, but why don't you make, why do you have to go to the Hazah? The Gemara says, why not say like this? Amarava ikasha hakasha. If you say that it's only shechita at the end, liflug ve'echshur de para. Why not differentiate in the hechshur of a para? What do you have to in the shechita itself? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. He says, what do you have to make a case that if the para becomes pasul, then it becomes possible beforehand, you know, the Tumas Begadim, if it becomes afterwards, you know, if you're doing it afterwards, there's no Tumas Begadim. Why not just take a regular case of Paraduma? Okay, regular case. Kigon, the Shechtu, Betray Gavri. Let's say you Shecht the Paraduma with two people. Two people do the Shechtu Paraduma. The Gavra Kama Lo Mitama, the first person, the guy who did the first half, is not going to become Tame. The Gavra should be the Basra Tama'a. And the guy who did the last half is going to become Tame. Right? In other words, if you say in a Shechita of itself, then what's Shechita? Shechita is really only the end. So then you'll say that why not just say you have two people? So then one has the first half, one has the second half. So only the first guy won't become Tame because he's not really doing Shechita. Only the second guy will become Tame. Why do you have to make a funny case where the thing becomes possible and it creates all kinds of problems? Right? What do you need a case like that? Right? So, if you're trying to make a distinction about a case of one guy who's begun, are we going to tell me one guy is not going to become Tame? So the case is where it becomes possible, so the guy who is involved before it became possible is going to be Tame, the guy who becomes involved after it becomes possible is not going to tell me we got them. He says, why do you have to make a funny case where it becomes possible? Just choose a case where it's kosher and you have two people shechting it. If you say yeshon shechita v'ilad sof, the entire thing is defined the shechita, I understand why. Because since the whole thing is defined the shechita, so therefore both the first guy and the second guy are going to have tumas begadim. But if you say the shechita is only the end, so then the first guy simply wasn't doing shechita. So it's begadim or begadim tame. And the second guy is doing shechita. So it's begadim will become tame. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Trey, Gavri, V'chad, Zivcha, Kamas. Two guys shechting one carbon? Is that what you want to say? Bramino de Ahu, de Tanina. Are you one of them to hold by this Braisa? This Braisa says, yeah. He says, Bramino de Ahu, de Tanina, Tizbach. So this is the Zilima. He says, the Braisa says like this. Tizbach, you should shecht. Shelo yihu shnayim shochdim zevach echad. Okay, so the pasuk says, and you shecht the carbon, it says tizbach, which is like a lashon of yachid. So it says that you shouldn't have two people shechting a carbon. You should only have one shochet. Tizbachuhu, you should shecht it. Shelo yihu echad shochet shnei zvachim. You shouldn't have one person shechting two carbonos. Okay, at the same time, one ma'isa. Okay, v'amar Rav Kahana tiz b'chayv k'sib. So he says, so what do you mean? You want to tell me the case is make a case where two people are shechting the parah aduma and the first guy is telling not telling the other and the second guy. What do you mean? But we all can't have two guys shechting one carbon. So what's the real question? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar le'abaye lav itmar la amar Rav Kahana. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. It's very nice you have that price, but Rabbi Yochanan said about that Zu Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Sima, that's only the Shita Yichidi. Aval Chachamim, Amrim the Chachamim hold Shnayim Shechtim Zevach Echad. That two people could shecht one carbon. It's not true. It's not true. Two people can shecht one carbon. Right. So therefore, that's why I didn't choose that kid. So therefore, you're back to the question. Since Chacham hold, you could have two people could shecht one carbon. So why not just make a case where two people shecht the one carbon and the first guy's begadim, the second guy's zar? Right? Lozer Rav Shimon Nami, and even according to Rav Shimon, Leflug on the Shachar Chav Gabrocha Vishnei Sudarim, the Sudar Kamalom Atama, so the Basram Atama. So he says, and even if you want to say you can't have two guys shachting it, why not just have one guy shachts it? The first half of the Shechita, he's holding one cloth, and the second half of the Shechita, he's holding another cloth, so the first one shouldn't become Tame, the second one should become Tame. Even one person. Like a cloth, like a sudar, like a handkerchief or something. The beged which he's holding will become tame. So maybe he's wearing something. I think a sudar is like a handkerchief. But I think it means... yeah, Rashi says... in the middle of the thing, someone takes his sudar, his like hat thing, and wraps it off and puts on a different one. Right? Changes his head covering while he's in the middle of Shechita. So... first half wasn't really the fun of Shechita. It's in Shechita itself. So that one is in Tame, and the second one is going to be. Right? So what do you need? Right? So stomach question. If you say in Shechita itself, it should have just have that difference. So the Gemara says, El Vipsula de Para Kamari, Vechsher Lo Kamari. So my answer is, it's not talking about Kosher Shechita, Kosher Paraduma, it's talking about Pasal Paraduma. It's about Paraduma, which mess up. So therefore that's why I learned it that way. Okay? So the more answers, basically just answers the Pshat. The point is, which I'm interested in, I mean, I think this is just a matter of working through the Pshat, but in passing, what comes up is a very interesting machlokas. Is you have a machlokas, a Mishnah, which says that you're not allowed to have, there's two cases. One is you have one long shechita knife and you want to shech two animals simultaneously. Two korbanos, one after the other. You line them up back to back, and it's like an assembly line, so to speak. And you have one knife, and you'll do one slice, and it'll cut both heads, both sets of simanim. So that saying is by karbon. It seems like everyone has a lima, tiz b'chayhu. You have the shech et, singular. Right? You can't do that. You can't do that, two korbanos in one shot. By karbon, by kachim, not by chulon either you could, by kachim. But, there's a machlokas, is could you have two people doing one ma'aseh shechita? Okay, again, also by kashrut. Do you say also there's a halacha they have to only one shochet? Can't have two shochtim? Take turns in the middle as they split it. One guy cuts one siman, another guy cuts the other siman. Right? Do you say that that's also a problem? Just like you can't have one guy shechting two karbons, you can't have two guys shechting one karbon? Or you say, no, that's okay. That's okay, that's not a problem. That's a machlokas, whether there's a limit like that. Okay, whether there's a limit like that. And the pasuk. Yes. Yeah, well, that's what, you wouldn't know it. If you just read this, you wouldn't necessarily know it. But this Gemara, you can't tell, right? That's why you're asking who said. So if you look, there's an earlier Gemara on Chaf Tasman Aleph, which says, the Gemara says, he quotes our Mishnah, which says, "Ashochet shtei roshim ke'echad shechitos l'kshera." If you shecht two heads in one shot, in one ma'isa, says shechita is good. It says, "Hashochet di'eved in l'chachil alal." The implication is that for di'eved, it's only for di'eved, but you're not supposed to. Lo iyam et bishan mekadshim. If it's talking about kadshim, ha'inu del chachila. Well, then I understand why the chachilei shouldn't do it. By kashin, did he shouldn't tani riyosef tiz b'achshor yishlayim zorotin zavach echad tiz b'chayu shlo yechad shech yishlayim zavach, because of this limud that it says that you're not supposed to have one person but by karbon, you're not allowed to have one person shechting two or two people shechting one. V'am rav kona tiz b'chayu ksev el iyam b'chulen yuz amel l'chachul afi l'chil anami then even l'chachilo, what's the problem? How could there be a problem? What's wrong? Why wouldn't you be able to have one guy shechting two karbonos, two heads? Right, one ma'isa doing two heads. So you see two things from this Gemara. And the Gemara accepts it. You see two things from this Gemara. First of all, you see that by Chulin there's no problem altogether. Both of these things aren't issues by Chulin. Chulin, you can have it. And the second thing, you see even by Kadshim, it's just a l'chachil halacha. It's not a halacha that is possible if you have two shechtim, or if you have two, you know, or if you have one guy doing two, you know, two guys doing, or one guy doing two animals, or two guys doing one animal. Right? It's not a matter of a psul, it's just a l'chachil halacha. Okay, so this whole thing is l'chachil halacha. Hashochet is kosher. So you see, it's only l'chachilah. Now, b'diavad is okay. Right? So what I'd like to... 1 second.
So this is just the Bedivin?
Yes. Yeah, Rashi explains all this. It says, Tizbach, Mashal, the Shochet Yechidi Kamar. It's talking to one Shochet, Voloshnayim. Right, and it says, Midloksiv Tizbechuhu. Right, it says Tizbechayhu. The way it writes Tizbechuhu, Tizbechuhu should mean you plural Shachta. But it says Tizbechayhu without the Vav. So it's a Limar also that it's saying you should Shacht it, one Karman, not two. So this whole halacha. His whole halacha is a lechachila halacha by kachim. A lechachila, you shouldn't have two shochtim shechting one guy shechting two animals. That everyone agrees about. And there's a machlokas. Is there a, could you have two guys shechting one animal? Okay, that's a machlokas. So it's very strange. The limud is very, it's just from that word. And so the pasuk says, "Chisiz b'chu zevach shalom l'Hashem." When you shaft a carbon shalom to Hashem, "Ritzonchem tizbachu." To your ratzon, for your ratzon, for ritzoy before God, you shall shaft it. Lashon yachid, it, not them. Even though it should have said tizbachu, really they're only plural, but it's ex avav is missing. So it's a limud that you only shaft. You can't shaft. Again, just two carbonates in one slice. Okay, in one slice. So that's a machloka. That everyone agrees. Okay, that everyone agrees. But then there's another limud, which says tizbach. So tizbach, where's that pasuk? It's on the limud tizbachayu. Rak b'chalos nashcha tizbach ve'achal tabasar. You should shecht and eat meat. That's not the right place. It's a mostly different pasuk because that's by Chulin. But whatever. There's a limud. There's a whatever. The bottom line is there's a limud which says lechachila, you shouldn't have. JJ, these are facts. Just straight. There's a lechachila by kachim. You shouldn't have one shochet shechting a long knife, shechting two animals back simultaneously. Okay, why not? That's one question. Why not? It's wrong. But the evidence is okay, but l'chachila you shouldn't. And secondly, there's a machlokas about whether there's an additional halacha similar, is that you shouldn't have two shochetim shechting with one, back to back on one animal, taking turns. So that's also based on a limud of tizbach or tizbachu. Tizbach is like lashon yachid, one person shecht it, and then tizbachu is shecht one animal. So it's like somewhat, it's a difficult problem because it's like we don't have any reason given at all. At least that I saw. I looked around a little bit. I couldn't find anyone say anything. And it's like just a lima just from the word Lashon uses. Lashon Yachid, Lashon, And it's like, and it's a machlokas, and it's only lachachila halacha. So it's not even like he holds intrinsically karbon demands one person because he holds with the evidence is good. So it's just like, just a machlokas, whether there's a lechachila like this or not. I mean, so I think for now we should ignore the machlokas part. But what's the idea? What kind of a lechachila is it that you should only have? I guess we could take the one which everyone agrees about, is that you should have one, only shecht one animal. You shouldn't lechachila shecht two animals in one shot. What's the problem? Could we say anything? I guess that's the question. Could we say anything here? So here's what's interesting. This is what's a good point. Is that I am not looking for why should there be a halacha like that. Okay? Because you can make up a lot of reasons. Right? Yeah, it'll be steadier, it'll focus, it'll a lot of, you come up with a lot of ideas, which are possible. But I'm more asking, like, how would you define it halachically? Mm-hmm. How do you define it halachically? And I guess maybe a reason could emerge out of it. But just to say, there's a, for instance, like, what's the psal? I mean, I did shechita. There's one person, I did shecht two animals. Now I did shechita. So now, maybe you'll say I'll be more focused. But like, halachically, what's wrong? I did a shechita two animals. Like, how could it be possible halachically? I mean, didn't I do shechita on both animals? Aren't they both? Or not, it could be possible. It's not possible. But how could there even be a halacha? Like, for instance, you couldn't have a halacha that like while you're doing shechita, you have to be wearing a blue shirt because that helps you have to concentrate or something like that. There's nothing. My shechita has to be something in halachically. How does that register? So how does it register? I'm doing two shechitas. What's the difference halachically? If I shech two animals or one animal, I'm just doing one back to back after the other. Why is that even a property of my shechita? How could it be any different? But as long as I'm shechting two siman with my knife, what's the difference if what is the difference if I have them both back to back? I mean, it looks different, but like, what's the concern? How is it halachically different? Oh, halacha is only my carbon. By schooling, you could shech two at the same time. It's fine. Gemara says no problem. No lachachila or whatever. Perfectly fine. But that's also a problem on Yavi.
So we have to fit korban.
Right?
Yeah.
It's only by korban. So if you can tell me that's not shchita, then how is it only by korban? Rambam says, look at this. P'sul mikdash aleph dalet. Lo yishchot shnei roshim ke'echad b'kachim. You shouldn't shech two heads as one. B'kachim. V'im shachar ha'ir l'ksherim. But if you do, it works. It's kasher. Aval shnayim shochtim b'im ha'achatz b'kachim kechulan. But two people could shecht, he passes like that, she could shecht one animal by kachim, just like by chulin. Just like by chulin. Important point halachically, rather than svaras. I mean, it's hard to convey exactly. But, like, let's say you'd say is that if you shecht while you're staring your head directly at the thing, it will be the best shechita possible. You'll do it with most focus and whatever. You have all kinds of stories about why that would be great. But halachically, there's no halacha like that. And I don't think there could be halacha like that because like that's not part of the Maisa Shechita where your head is looking. What do you going to say? Like, it has to be at a 90 degree angle, and, you know, whatever the angle. Yes, quantitative
aspect.
And also, like, it just not doesn't register on the Maisa Shechita. Maisa Shechita is a physical action, taking your hand, taking the knife, putting on the animal, doing this. That's the Maisa Shechita. What... How many eyes I have opened, or what, you know, whether I'm moving my ears at the same time I'm doing it, simply isn't part of the Maisa Shechita. So even if you had a whole philosophical reason that if you're wiggling your ears while you do Shechita, it's not going to be good, halachically, it has to be incorporated into the halacha of Shechita, into the Maisa Shechita, such that it's absurd. Just to say that it would be bad to wiggle your ears, therefore, okay, fine, it would be. But halachically, you can't fit that into the formulation of the form of Shechita. Unless you'd show me that part of shechita is your ears and whatever, and show me whatever, something like that. But you have to make it register on the maisa and to show me that there's somehow lacking.
Right.
So if you wanted to tell me that a maisa shechita is by definition shechting one animal, I could have heard that. But then, it's not going to be kosher b'diavad because you're not doing a shechita, and it shouldn't work by chulin. So Elamai will tell me that Shechita could equally be shechting one animal, shechting two animals, and they're both the Maisa Shechita. So I did Shechita. So what's the halacha? The halachila, you have to do it with no other animals in the vicinity? Or no animal also there right afterwards? Like, what's... I did Shechita. Like, where does that register as a halachila? What am I doing? What's the difference between that and that? It could, just like there couldn't be a halachila, you can't move your ears, because... That's not part of the Maisa in any way. So to hear, like, what's the... Are there two kinds of Maisas? Like, a Maisa of Shechita, one of... Like, I don't know, you have to, like, kind of define it a little bit. So just to say, like, there's a reason, a precaution, or whatever, is, like, a good... Even if it is a good reason, it doesn't define what the halacha is. So I'm thinking just one step, is that... It's hard to express exactly, but... When you talk about shechita, you could talk about shechita from the standpoint of the animal being a nishchat, or from the standpoint of the gavra doing a maisa shechita. Okay? Doing a maisa shechita. So I'd say it's like this, is that if you shech two animals simultaneously, insofar as the animal is concerned, it doesn't know that there's another animal. As far as it's concerned, you're exclusively tied to it, so to speak. The knife is going, and it's a knife. It's the same exact thing. The animal's head is chopped off exactly the same way as any other one. The fact that the knife, the other part of the knife, was also doing whatever, has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is the animal's an ishchat. If you just look, isolate the, you know, put a video camera on the simen of the what's it called, it of the either animal, It's exactly the same as every single other shlita. It's totally irrelevant what else was happening with the other part of the knife. It has nothing to do with this. And the animal is an ishat. And therefore the shlita is kosher. And therefore that's the underlying idea of shlita, is that the animal, what makes the animal kosher, is that it dies through shlita. Okay? And shlita is a certain maisa, you know, as described or whatever, a certain form of the thing, the knife goes a certain place, certain angle, certain speed, doesn't stop, whatever. But no, it's a certain way, a certain method of the animal being killed. And the fact that a person is adept and is able to do it to two of them simultaneously is almost like, it's almost like they're two different maisa shlita. They happen to be. Some people have to do them one at a time. And this guy happened to work out a way to do them simultaneously. But essentially, they're two totally independent animals which are being an ishchat. Each one, perfectly fine. Okay? Fine. Alright, 1 second. But, maybe by kudgeon, there's something else. It's not just that the animal... Yeah, by kudgeon you have that. That the avoda gets started by the animal being an ishchat, and that's what creates the dam, and then you take the dam, and you walk to the mizbeach, and you sprinkle, and that's the main thing. That's really what gets... Shchita is the first of the avodos, and it essentially, its role is that it creates dam. It creates the dam and creates the basar, and it's machshir dam by the chafetz's head being chopped off in this way, the same way as by cholin. But maybe there's also a positive mitzvah of the gavra oved to do shchita, to be involved in the shchita. It's an avoda, or it's a question whether it's a shchita lav avodah, but whatever. It's part of what he does in mikdash. You see, he can't do it outside. Then there's an involvement in the shchita of the mikdash, and it's a maisa. It's a maisa of a gavra. It's not just like a result-oriented thing that the animal is killed, but there's a gavra doing a maisa shchita. And then that, the Torah is saying, is tizbachuhu. The maisa should be, the gavra should kill one animal. That's the model of the maisa of the gavra. The model which the Torah sets up. How should you do the maisa karbanos? How should a person, a kohen, do the maisa karbanos? Or not a kashrita could even be a zar. But how should the maisa karban be done? It's an exclusive action where you have one animal and you're shechting it. That is, and that's kind of like what Mark, I think what Mark Rabbi was saying, is like, that is the maisa of shechita. The maisa of shechita, which the Torah codifies, is how is a karban nishchat? How does a person do shechita of behema? You take your karban, you take your knife, you apply force with your knife onto your thing. And if you're doing it to two of them, what are you doing? Well, that's not the model of the maisa shechita. Now, so far as the chafetza is concerned, it's a nishchat. And the show goes on. Because even if I lack insofar as my asiya and the proper way to do it, the b'dieved means, is it a good shlita insofar as the carbon is concerned? And insofar as the carbon is concerned, yeah, each carbon has a shlita properly. But insofar as the gavra ha'oved, did I do it properly? Did I do the avoda in the way I'm supposed to do it? Am I properly involved in the avoda of the mikdash? The halacha is v'chuhu, chehu. You should shech it. There's one gavra, and you can argue one gavra pushing on one animal doing the other thing. But in terms of the chafetza, whether you have two animals, or by that measure, whether you have two gavras, same with the two gavras. Who cares in terms of the chafetza whether one guy switch hands in the middle? Does it matter whose hand was pushing it, whether they switch hands in the middle? That doesn't make a difference. As far as the chafetza is concerned, the chafetza is an ishchan on either way. Insofar as the avoda is concerned, though, two people doing an action is a different kind of an action. You don't have a gavra hashofet. You have, it's like a team action. So, yes, the bottom line is, in terms of the result, the thing is still an ishchat, but now it's a totally different kind of an action. A two-person action is not as a different type of an action. It's more like a result-oriented thing. You know, any guy who did the shlita. Or if you have, well, you don't have an action on a behema. So these are properties in the framework of the siyah of the gavra. These halachas make sense. But in terms of the animal being a kosher animal in chulin, and in terms of the kudj karbon going on and being kosher, the avad, that just goes by the chafetza. And how did the chafetza die? Did it undergo this process or did it not undergo this process? And that doesn't matter how many people, how many how many animals are involved, it doesn't make any difference. Now, then you could ask, well, why should the Torah care that it's being done by one gavra, or that he's only doing one action at a time? That's a philosophical question. Maybe because the Torah wants you to focus. Maybe because it helps the person. I don't know. Whatever. Then comes all the philosophy, speculation, or whatever. But I'm saying is, I don't care about that. I don't know. That's a different, totally different question. I'm saying is, what is the Torah saying? What is the halachic address of this requirement? Is it shchita or not shchita? If it's shchita, then it should be kosher, l'chachila. If it's not shchita, then it should be puzzle. How is there room to even have such a thing? So I'm saying is, it's a requirement in the Maisa Shchita Zagavra. But it's not a, but insofar as the Chavtza is concerned, it doesn't, it's Shchita vis-a-vis the Chavtza. But it's not a Shchita vis-a-vis the Asiya Zagavra, the mitzvah of the Gavra, of how we should do it. But in Chulin, there is no mitzvah of doing Shchita. Shchita is just a phenomenon that you want to eat an animal, you want to eat meat. The way you eat meat is, I shall think at first. There's no like mitzvah to be involved in it. It's not a, it's not like a maisa mitzvah in that sense. In Kula, in Kodshim, it is. It's part of the Dalar Avodos. It's part of the process. It's not just the result that the thing is kosher. There's an involvement in Lefnei Hashem, in the Mikdash, doing Shchita. How should you do that involvement? The Torah says, I'll tell you how. And the Chachili, you have to do it that way. And otherwise, you're not following the way you're supposed to do the Avodos Mikdash. But is the Chavtza okay? Yes, as long as it died in the proper way. But in Kulin, there is no halacha of how you should do the mitzvah of Shchita. It's not that kind of a mitzvah. It's simply a machshir. You want meat, this is how meat's kosher. So who cares how you do it? That's what the Gemara says. How could it be l'chachila by chulin? It's the way you did it. That's the way you did it. What's the difference? It's well done. It's not. Yeah, I'm saying is, I mean, we can maybe go further into this, but I'm saying, the main thing I'm saying by the one person or two people is that in the framework of like a Siyas HaGavra, there's such a thing as a one-person action, and there's such a thing as Zupa as a team action. And the Torah is saying l'chachila, at least according to the Shita, Shchita is, the avoda of Shchita is a one-person action. It's not a two-person action. In terms of the Chavtza is concerned, Bahman is, it's Shechter, it's Shechter. But insofar as the what is the avoda of Shchita, which the Torah is saying, how should Gaisa Kamanos work? You take a Kohen, who's the Shochet, and he's Shechter, or you take a Shochet, and he's Shechter. And you have two people doing it, like, where's the Shochet? Who's the Shochet? Now, so you have to say, well, it's the group, the Kohanim are the Shochet. It's like, an, it's a different type of a Gavra. And it's saying is that's not the model, it's not the mitzvah of how a carbon should take place. It's not a mitzvah that the carbon is an ishchat. The mitzvah is that you have a gavra shochet. And here you say like you don't have a gavra shochet anymore, you know? So it still works, but that's not the mitzvah, according to this shita. You know? I mean, I don't know whether we get the machlokas. I don't have a spot. Maybe we could bring up what you, we could revisit what you're saying. My main point at this point.
You brought the two people, why is that good?
Why is it good? Because they'll say, so far as the chavtza is concerned, the animal is an ishchat. So far as the animal, it doesn't know how many people did the shchita. The point is that the knife, what killed it is a certain type of an incision. An incision which should follow all the psula shchita, all the halachos. The knife went in the right place, it went in the right angle, didn't have any nicks on it, it didn't stop, it didn't whatever. The fact that there's two guys or one guy doesn't register. And so far as the chavtza is being an ishchat, it's irrelevant how many people do it. It's so, it only knows
that too.
What?
The other person was.
Yes, and that's why it's kosher according to everybody. Everyone says it's kosher. The chavtza is kosher no matter what. The machlokas is insofar as the mitzvah, the siyas agavra of shchita, did the Torah say that it's a one person action or it could be even a two person action? Which I don't know, that's not as far. But I'm not giving a svar for that. I'm not giving a svar for the machlokas. I'm saying is before we're ready to give a svar for the machlokas, we have to figure out what's the address. Wherein is this a question? How could there even be such a thing? How could it be that it's not good l'chila and it's possible with the avid? It's okay with the avid, but it's not good l'chila. How could it be that it's good by kachim? But it's not a problem by kachim, but it's okay by cholin. So that's my main step, is to find out where in this halacha lies. Once we do that, now you have to define the question. But now at least we have the area in which the machlokas lies. In the asiyah, the mitzvah shchita of kodshim, how is the avodah shchita taking place? What's the halacha? How does the Torah say that the avodah should be done? So it's saying, is it a one-person action? Or the Torah is saying, no, two-person action is just as good. There's no halacha like that. So what's that question? Could we go further than that? Okay, I hear. What do we do is, why don't we think about that for tomorrow? And once we do that, this is basically the last point in in this part of the sugya, and then this whole thing of mitzvah itself. Okay, we're basically done. So I mean, there's a lot of cheshbon in this other case, but I'm gonna move, skip to the next thing. So the next thing is if you shecht a animal in two or three different spots, like even on the siman, you shecht it like a little bit higher on the siman and lower on the siman, is that okay? Does it have to be like one cut, or it could even be like two or three cuts spread out, different locations on the siman? And what do I mean by different locations? That's the part of the question. And what's the problem? Okay, so that's like on the middle of the page in Lamed Aleph. Yeah, it's a brand new sugya. I mean, for tomorrow it's gonna be a brand new sugya, which will be on for about a week probably.